welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Oh, hi there. What is going on, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm your friend, Kendra, and I'm pumped, as always, to be hanging out with you today. When I started out as a health practitioner, I was told, create valuable content and give away your best stuff for free. And that's exactly what I did. I created content after content and social media posts. At the time, it was Facebook because, believe it or not, when I started my business, Instagram didn't even exist. Crazy. I'm like dating myself. Anyway, so that's what I did. And I got engagement. Well, people would say, oh, Kendra, you're so inspiring and whatever. This is a great piece of content. It wasn't helping me get clients. And that was frustrating, to say the least. And maybe you've been given this information. And I think the most common piece of information that we're given around social media content is post valuable content consistently. And what that leads us to believe is that's the only thing that we need to do in order to grow a social media following and get clients from social media. And what we end up doing is we end up posting a lot of educational content, how to do this, here's how to learn about the adrenal glands, this is what adrenal fatigue is, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, this is how you stay hydrated, this is how you eat healthy, like all those sorts of things. And we think, or you think, because I don't think this, so I will not include myself in this, but you probably think that all you need to do is show people how smart you are. Give away your best information for free. People will see, oh my gosh, they're so smart. They know so much and they're going to want to work with you. Yay. Hallelujah. I'm going to get so many clients. Wrong. That's wrong. And that is not actually how it works. I am so sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So educational content, in my opinion, and what I've seen, is actually the wrong way to create content online. When you only share educational content, what happens is you get known as the free tips girl, or the free tips dude, and people just flock to your account to get the free stuff, meaning that you're up there swinging around your pole, giving it all away for free, and your audience is just there for the free show. And sure, they might come back over and over and over again, but as always, they are only there for the free show. Now, that doesn't feel good, does it? And that's because an effective content marketing strategy is not just showing your audience everything that you know. Because one of the biggest things that I've learned in business is information does not equal transformation. If information led to transformation, everyone would be transforming all over the fucking place and then we'd all be out of business. Because we live in the age of information. We have the most powerful search engine in all of human history called Google, and people can find basically anything that they want. So what they're needing from you is not more information, because when you fill them up on information, they're either overwhelmed or they don't take action or they feel like they have everything they need. So imagine you owned a restaurant and you were like, okay, I want to get people in the door, so I'm going to give away free samples. And you're hoping that, well, they'll come in and they'll buy the main course. But after so many free samples, customers full. Their bellies like distended, they're bloated. They're like, oh, I ate so much. No room for the main course. So we do not want to do that with your content, because there really is only one reason you are showing up on social media. You're not showing up to give away free information. You're not showing up to be another version of Google. You're not showing up just to give away free tips and impress people. The purpose of your content is to get people to buy. That's it, to get them to buy. So in HCA, I recommend that my students only share about 15% of their content as traditional free tips, educational content. Yes, there is a place for that, but I would go so far as to say that the majority of health coaches and practitioners who are trying to build online businesses are sharing 100% of their content as health tips and what we call educational content. So 15%, I mean, that's axing like 85% of your content. So what's that 85% for? What is it about? And so that rest of your content, that 85%, is to get them ready and prepare them to enroll in your program. So what does that actually mean? So in order to get people ready to buy, we have to do three different things. Number one, we have to get them to connect with us. They need to feel connected to us in some way, like they resonate with us, or they see themselves in us, or they want to be us, something like that. Number two, we need to develop a relationship with them. We need to nurture them and help them get to know us. And then finally, we actually have to get them to take the next step and enroll into our program. So let's break that down. Number one, help them connect with us. How do we actually do that? Well, an easy way to do that is actually by sharing your story, because there's a good chance that you have had the same struggle that your current audience is struggling with and needs help with. So for example, I used to be a struggling health practitioner. Started my business in 2015 as a functional health practitioner, had no idea how to do online business, didn't have a business plan, didn't have any relevant education or experience. I just kind of showed up online. And so I had a lot of struggles, and I could share that story, and I do share that story. I share that story all the time. And there's a reason for that, because it connects with you, because you see yourself in my story. When I tell you, oh my gosh, I felt so much shame when people were like, how's your business going? I would lie through my teeth and be like, oh yeah, it's great. It's great. Meanwhile, on the inside, I felt embarrassed. I felt shame because I wasn't making money. I didn't have clients, and I felt like a fucking failure. Now, I just shared a little bit of a story there. And did you see yourself in it? You probably did. You've probably felt that way. Now, your story might be a little bit different than mine, but I bet you resonated with the emotions I just described, the feeling of shame, embarrassment, and being a failure. You've definitely felt that. So we call this the origin story, right? It's the story of where you were and how you got to where you are now as a practitioner or coach. So that can help people connect with us. And we can also share other relevant stories. You'll notice that in my podcast episodes and in my content, I'm often sharing a story and I'm creating an analogy out of it, or I'm sharing a lesson from the story. So we can share other relevant stories that convey a lesson. And you don't need to have any really intense stories, like really interesting stories. You don't need that. You can have a very boring life like me and still have stories to share, because what we're doing is we're just looking for stories that can convey a lesson. That's it. And there's all kinds of stories that can convey a lesson, even seemingly boring ones. But when we focus on describing the emotion that we were feeling in the story, whether that's sadness or shame or like happiness, joy, whatever it is, and when we focus on the small details, like right now, I am sitting at my desk, I'm looking out the window and the snow is coming down and the whiteness of it is kind of blinding me a little bit right now. And you see what I'm saying? I'm like sharing those little details, and that can make a story more interesting as well. But stories are really powerful because, well, they're really written into our DNA. Stories are really the old internet in a lot of ways. It's how information was passed along. It's how knowledge and wisdom was passed down through the generations. So many of our ancestors sat around the fire with their elders and listened to stories. So we love stories. Humans love stories. Now, another way you can help them connect with you is to teach them about your personal philosophy around their problem or your industry or your niche, because you have a personal philosophy that's different than other people. There's certain things that you believe about the space that you work in and about your clients and the problem that they have that's different than others. And that's how you can kind of differentiate yourself. So you should always share content that describes your personal philosophy. That's how we can start by getting people to connect with us. The next thing we want to do is remember to create a relationship with them. And there's three different types of content that really help people build a relationship with you. The first one is what I call connection content. Now, connection content doesn't necessarily have to be niche specific, meaning that it could be kind of outside your niche, but the key word, the thing that you don't want to omit, is relevancy. It has to be relevant. And so how can something have nothing to do with the problem that they have and still be relevant? Well, it connects with a common shared value. Obviously, if you want to be able to connect with values, you need to know your own values and you need to understand the values of your audience. I'll use myself as an example. I used to be a health practitioner, so obviously I really value health. Health is incredibly important to me, and I serve health coaches. Well, there you go. There is a common mutually shared value. I know you value health and wellness and personal development, and I do the same thing. So sometimes I share content that's about health, and it might be about my personal health journey. I like to do a little personal health life update on the podcast every now and then. Sometimes I'll share about my struggle with chronic fatigue and how I got through that. And again, it has nothing to do with business or marketing, but it connects with a shared mutual value. So that will help you build a relationship with me because it makes you feel like we have something in common. And so this whole connection piece, and I know this connection content is in the build a relationship phase, but a lot of this stuff overlaps because people aren't going to work with you inside a transformational based program if that connection isn't there. They're just not. People don't need to necessarily connect with you to buy a $27 or $50 product. But if you want them to come into your program and spend $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to work with you in a really intimate way, then they're going to need to feel connected with you. They're going to have to like you in some way. So this connection piece is really important. And when all you're doing is just sharing how smart you are and like how to stay hydrated and how to eat paleo and how to make gluten-free muffins or whatever, there's no connection in that. There's no story. There's no connection. And so while people might be like, oh, great, that was a great recipe, they have no sense of who you are or why they should care. The second thing you want to do is you want to shift limiting beliefs because I guarantee that your audience has certain beliefs that are incorrect or they're wrong or those beliefs are keeping them stuck. So if people believe certain things, they will never sign up for your program. For example, if you believe that the only way for you to be a successful business owner is to have a website and you think you need to build a website before you do anything else, well, you're probably not going to invest in Health Coach Accelerator. Because number one, I don't teach websites in Health Coach Accelerator because they're bullshit. And two, a website can take a really long time to build. I know I built a bunch of them and it took me years. So that is a limiting belief. You're like, oh, well, I need this website so I can feel professional and then I can do this. So I have to shift that first or you're never going to be ready to invest in my program. Another example is let's say you're in a weight loss niche and maybe you help women in their 50s lose 20 pounds or something like that. But there's people in your audience who believe that they need willpower in order to lose weight. And they're just like, well, I just don't have willpower. But maybe that's what inside your program, you teach them that they don't need willpower. They need to just do micro habits or something else. They need to create these little micro habits and stack them on top of each other. And that's what's going to help them commit to the program. So that would be a limiting belief. Well, I don't have willpower, so I can't lose weight. And so if they believe that they don't have willpower and they need it to lose weight, they're actually never going to sign up for your weight loss program. So that would be a limiting belief that you would need to shift. There's all kinds of beliefs that people have around their health and their ability to heal, and you need to utilize your content to shift those because if they continue to internalize those limiting beliefs, then they will just never become a client. So this helps them build a relationship with you because you're literally shifting the way they think. You're freeing them from the chains of limiting beliefs that are preventing them from moving forward, that are keeping them stuck in the place that they don't want to be in. The third way you can create a relationship with them is educating them. Okay, so here is the educational content. But hopefully you can see by now is we have to get them to connect with us. And I give you three different types of content to share in order to do that. Number two, they need to create a relationship with us. And I've now given you three different types of content to share. And so this is only one piece of it. And if all you're doing is sharing educational content, then they're just not going to buy from you. It's just one small piece of the strategy. And when I say educational content, this is like the how-to content, how to heal your adrenal burnout, how to get off coffee, how to exercise and lose weight without cardio, all of these things. So there is a place for that. But if that's all you're doing, it's not going to get you what you want, which is to get clients and help change lives. Number three, we need to help them take the next step. And there's actually a few different types of content that you can share here. The first one I want to talk about is future pacing. Future pacing is helping them get into the mindset of where they could be. Because if they're going to work with you, they need to believe that they can get there. They need to have a vision of the future in which they don't have the problem they have anymore. They need to believe that's possible. So future pacing is really speaking to their desires and where they could be if they fix their problem and work with you. The second type of content that helps them take the next step is addressing objections. So we're all aware of sales objections. If you've ever done sales calls or chatted with people in DMs, there are a few objections that come up on a regular basis. It's too expensive. I don't have the time. I'm not sure if this is the right fit. I need to ask my spouse. These are objections that come up all the time. And we tend to react to them in a very reactive way. So we address them as they come up. But what if we were preventative with objections? If we know we're always going to get a few objections, then we need to address them in our content. This preemptively addresses the objection before it even comes up. So we need to utilize our content to show them why this program that you're selling is a great investment. For example, if you're working with clients who have type 2 diabetes, you could actually show them in numbers how it's way cheaper to enroll in your program and solve their diabetes versus all the money that they would spend on health insurance and prescriptions and surgeries and all the things, because diabetes is a really chronic condition. And there's all these things that can go wrong, and it can actually cost a person so much money, which is actually way more expensive than just spending $3,000 on your program and reversing the type 2 diabetes. So the more concrete you can get with numbers, the better. Now, this might not be possible for every type of niche, but there are certain niches where it's like, yeah, you're going to be spending a lot of money to maintain this condition. Why don't we just get rid of it? So objections. You also want to be talking about your offer. I think a lot of coaches and practitioners are afraid to talk about their offer. They may be seated in every now and then, but really, like, we need to be talking about it all the time. You want to be the biggest cheerleader / ambassador for your program. You want to literally be like, this is the best program and you were stupid to not enroll in it. Like, that's how I feel about Health Coach Accelerator. I literally feel that it is so ridiculous that you wouldn't enroll, that you just need to roll. I think it's stupid that you wouldn't enroll, right? I actually do believe that, because I watch so many coaches out there trying to figure this all out on their own. And then they're like, oh, I don't know. And then 6 months later, they didn't do the program. They're like, oh, you know, I just need to do this first. 6 months later, I follow up with them and they're in the exact same place. They haven't made any steps forward and they're having the exact same experience. And then they're like, oh, I don't know, it's the money and this and that. And then 6 months later, they're in the same place. And that sort of thing drives me insane. I actually think they're stupid to not, and maybe stupid's a harsh word, but I just think it doesn't make sense for them not to do HCA. And I believe that about you and everyone listening to this podcast. So you've got to be talking about your offer so that people know that you have something to sell. People don't know you have something to sell. They're never going to buy it. And then finally, you need to create urgency and scarcity and get them to enroll. Now, urgency is when there's a deadline. So I'm closing the doors, I'm closing the carts on Friday at midnight or whatever. And scarcity is limited spots. And so you can utilize scarcity. It depends on what type of program you're selling and how you're selling it. For example, if you're doing a group coaching program, then you will be able to utilize urgency, especially if you have an open close cart. So maybe you run your program live and it opens and closes on specific dates. So it's cohort style. Everyone starts on the same date. Everyone ends on the same date. That's great. You can use urgency. Or perhaps you have a promotion going on where they can get $500 off for 5 days. That's urgency. Now, scarcity means there's limited spots. So I find this one works better when you are doing a one-on-one program, because you can only take so many one-on-one clients at once. And maybe you can only take 3 clients a month. Great. I have 3 spots left. Sign a client. Oh, great. I have 2 spots left this month. So you can use urgency and scarcity to get them to enroll. Okay. So let's summarize this, because I know I just went through a lot. So we have 3 bigger topics. The purpose of content is to help them connect with us, 2, to create a relationship with them, and 3, to help them take the next step and enroll in our program. So those are the 3 topics. Now, underneath helping them connect with us, we can share our origin story, the story of how we got from problem to solution. We can share other relevant stories that convey a lesson or an analogy that is relevant to your audience. And 3, we can teach them about our personal philosophy and why it's different. So that all goes under helping them connect with us. And then we want to get them to create a relationship with us. And that's where we bring in connection content, which speaks to shared and common values. We shift limiting beliefs to literally blow their minds and help them get unstuck from beliefs that are keeping them in the same place that they don't want to be in. And then we educate them. And this is where that how-to content comes in. And then we need to help them take the next step. And we do that by future pacing and showing them what's possible, addressing objections, things like, it's too much money, I don't have the time, I need to talk to my spouse. We talk about our offer like we are the cheerleader for the team of our offer. And then we create urgency and scarcity to get them to enroll now. So I really hope this has helped clarify content, because the biggest mistake that you can be making with your content is just sharing the educational content. That is not going to serve you or your business. It actually does your clients a disservice because it keeps them stuck. And like I said, a little bit is okay, but like 15% max, my friend, 15% max. All right. I hope you love this episode. It was super fun, as always, hanging out with you. I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.